look good. Hi, I'm Lenya. How many of you are new? Woo! Welcome! And some of you are lined around the back because we have tables this year and you're not quite sure how to get to a seat. So if there's an empty seat next to you, ladies, can you raise your hand like with one or two fingers so that they see? All right, use in the back, use in the back. Look, at you can come right around here. There's three here. There's a couple over there. We're going to give you a second. We want you to be seated and to enjoy this. Keep your hands up until the ladies get seated. That would be really helpful. So what do you think? Tables. I've always wanted to be able to sit and take notes and open my notebook, and so Mary, who oversees this, Mary Bishop, had the fabulous idea that she thought she could get enough tables in here. And so, yay, Mary! That was reason number one. Reason number two is we're gonna make things this semester. Our God is a creative God. One of his names is Creator. And so this semester, we're going to have two sessions, and next semester, two more, on doing some do-it-yourself things. We find we live in an age where maybe our pocketbooks aren't as fat as they used to be, but we're going to learn to reclaim, recycle, and create things that are inexpensive on a budget that you can use for gifts or to beautify your home, but will also have spiritual application to it. There'll always be a devo and then some questions to discuss how you can apply that practically. And we hope that you'll use that maybe to go home with your kids, your grandkids, neighbors, your nieces and nephews, and do something with them that's hands-on and teach them about the Lord as you're doing it. That's how the Old Testament told us to train up our children. When you're in the way, as you were walking, as you were doing things, take a circumstance as an opportunity to train people in the Lord, and we're going to do that this semester as well. So we're really thrilled about that. We're very serious about the Patriot Pacts for Heal Them. That's with Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse, and he called Skip twice this week. And he said, please send more packs. We'll take as many of them as we can get. We made 100 previously. They gave them out this last semester, and they need more. So we're happy to adopt that to give to couples to provide a date night for them. And we'll tell you more about that later. This semester also, our orientation, we're not even calling it orientation. We're calling it kickoff because we're kicking this thing off. And so we wanted you to get to know some of the team a little bit better because we have a lot of newbies. So we're going to let the moderators get up in a few minutes and introduce themselves in case you don't know who your moderator is. And then afterwards, you can go visit the classrooms. Now, you have been assigned a classroom. Some of you may not have chosen a classroom or a moderator yet. Well, this is your chance to walk to two or three of the rooms and get to know some of the gals and make a choice. So I think some of you have been avoiding small groups, and small groups is where it's at. And so if you've been avoiding small groups, we want you to have the chance to wander through, check them out, meet some of the people, and then perhaps you might want to join that group. So we're making things a little bit different, kind of like open house. So right now we're going to introduce the four ladies that will be sharing this semester, and it starts with Christy Willis, and then she'll introduce the next.
Hello, good to see everyone. I'm Christy Willis. I was born Christine Marie Madigan. And Christine wasn't a family name or anything, just a name that my parents liked. They decided if they had a daughter, they'd name her Christine. But my dad would tell me this one story about that name, how I almost wasn't Christine. And he said that there was this... You not hear me? That there was this newspaper report. It was several years before I was born, but it read, XGI becomes blonde beauty. I know. And it was the story of a soldier named George, and he was having an operation. And when he came back home, he was going to be Christine. And my dad said, uh-uh, no way, no way. But obviously, he came around, and I'm here, so... I'm also supposed to share about the name of God that means the most to me. And I realized in praying about that, that at different times in my life, it's been different names of God. But right now, the one that I'm so aware of and I'm so in awe of is Elohim. And Elohim is the mighty, magnificent, majestic God. He is the God of Genesis 1. He's the pre-existent God. He is the eternal God. He's the God who just through speaking created the entire universe. And then after he created it, he became the sovereign power and the caretaker of this universe. If you think about that, every star, every landscape, every plant, every beast, every man, in all of its beauty and all of its diversity, is the handiwork of Elohim. And then consequently, he holds all of that and all of us in his hands. And just the majesty of Elohim has just become so precious in my life over this summer. So today we're going to consider briefly just names in general and how they can take on added significance if we know the context by which those names were bestowed. And sometimes names are given strictly based on the circumstances at the time of birth. You know, it can be personal circumstances or it could be cultural or social circumstances. For example, I know a family and the man is a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. And his children's names reflect that. He has one child named Landry after Tom Landry, the coach. He has a son named Dalen after Dallas and a son named Troy after Troy Aikman, one of the Cowboy quarterbacks. From a cultural perspective, it can also influence names. I know a lot of you are way too young for this, but some of you are going to remember the hippie era, the late 60s and 70s. And boy, did that usher in a whole new variety of names, especially girls' names. You know, some of them are Harmony and Rainbow and Peace and Echo. And those names were influenced by the circumstances of the times. Sometimes we know that name stems from specific events in people's lives. You know, today we're remembering the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. And one story that came out of that was a man named Patrick Danahy. And his wife, Mary, describes him as a man who loved his family and loved his motorcycle. She said he had a need for speed. And Mr. Danahy worked on the 90th floor of the World Trade Center Tower 2, and he died when the second plane crashed into the building. At that time, his wife Mary was 8 months pregnant. And so a month later, she gave birth to their third daughter, and she named that daughter after the patron saint of motorcycles because she wanted her husband and his daughter to be connected in some way. But what's really lovely, I think, is her name is Grace. And Grace is almost 11 years old, and Grace sleeps every night with one of her father's motorcycle jerseys. She also has a horse that she named P.S. I Love You, so that every time that she said the name, she could be talking to her father. Names are really important based on circumstances. There's biblical precedent for names being placed by circumstances. Zilpah means short-nosed. I don't know, that sounds personal to me. Moses means drawn out of water. Isaac means laughter, remembering that Sarah laughed when she heard she would have a child in her old age. Solomon, David's last son, means peaceful one, born from a warrior king. But what I love is that the names of God that by which he introduces himself to us and endears himself to us are equally as personal and as timely as our names and the names of the people around us. God's names reflect who he is, and who he is everything you will ever require. So my prayer for all of you this semester is that you will get to know your God personally, that he'll become so real and so close to you that you will call him out by name, because that's what he's wanting you to do. So next will be Carmen Camino. Buenos dias. How are you, ladies? My name is Carmen Camino, and I'm one of your teachers here at She Ministries. Names have histories. In the Old Testament, names rarely became hereditary because the Israelites were fond of plain old names. The names to them was a sign of something quite outward, like some personal characteristic or an event that happened during the birth of the child, or even a prayer or a desire that a parent had for the child to embody. Names still retain their significance, being proper personal names, but seldom passing it to the next generation. The practice whereby a child received a name from a relative was, especially if it was the grandfather, started in the New Testament era. Also, we find in the New Testament that there are certain names that became very famous, very popular, and because they were so popular, they needed an explanation or a tagline or some way of clarifying the name. For example, Simons. Simon was very popular. And we have Simon Peter. He was the famous apostle of Jesus. And Jesus gave him his tagline. He said, from now on, you are Simon Peter, the rock. And he also, his old name was Simon, the son of Jonah. Then we have Simon the Zealot. He was also an apostle of Jesus. And his tagline represented that he was a militant radical. Then we have Simon, the brother of Jesus. Simon the leper. His disease was his tagline. He was probably miraculously healed by Jesus, and it was in his home that Mary anointed the head of Jesus with a very special and expensive perfume or oil in preparation for his death and burial. Then we have Simon the Cyrene. It explained his name. To explain his name, they gave us his birthplace. He was in Jerusalem during the crucifixion of Jesus, and he was pressed to bear the cross when Jesus himself could no longer bear it. And finally, we have Simon the Tanner. His profession clarified his name. He was a Christian convert with whom Peter lodged while he was at Joppa. He had a house by the seaside. And the reason he did that is because he was a tanner. And tanners were considered by the Jews to be unclean, so they couldn't do the tanning inside the city. Also, names mean a lot to my family. I was born in Lima, Peru. After two boys, I was the long-awaited baby girl in the family. My parents named me Maria del Carmen. My grandpa loved the name Carmen, and my mom loved the name Maria. The compounded name Maria del Carmen was the name that they called me, and it was very popular in those days. When I turned five, my mom enrolled me at an American Catholic school. And even though she registered me as Maria del Carmen, the nuns messed up. And they put my name in the roster as Carmen, not Maria del Carmen. There were four other Maria del Carmens in my class. But the only one whose name was Chop was mine. My mom complained, and even though the nuns promised to rectify the error, they never did. My name remains simply Carmen. Years later, I got married. When I became pregnant with my second child,
I knew my baby was a girl. I just knew it, even though there were no ultrasounds in those days. I really wanted a cool name for my daughter. But my mom said, no, call her Maria del Carmen. So I did. She was so excited that someone in the family would bear that name. We moved to the States when my daughter was only 7 years of age. When the U.S. government issued her residence visa, her name had been chopped from Maria del Carmen to simply Maria. Interesting, huh? Both of us were approximately the same age when our names were chopped. She's simply Maria and I'm simply Carmen. I guess Maria del Carmen was not meant to be part of our family. No doubt names have histories. If names are so important to us and have been since the beginning of time, how much more the names of God? He doesn't have just one name. He has many names. And like Christy shared, there's always something very special about one of the names of God, even though all of them are special. Years ago, while I was going through a lot of pain, just to know that he is El Roy, and that he saw me, and that he was with me, and he would never leave me nor forsake me, meant so much. I always had tears in my eyes just knowing that El Roy was there with me. He was watching me the same way he watched over Hagar. When Lenya decided, or we decided as a group, this semester was going to be the names of God, I thought, Lord, I pray that she gives me El Roy. So I talked to my friend Nancy, and I told her what was in my heart. And she said, well, go and tell Lenya. She'll understand. And I said, no, I want God to tell her. And sure enough, when I got my assignment, guess what I got? El Roy. So do you want to discover what God is really like and experience more of him? Yeah. By being in this room today or even in Santa Fe, you are saying, yes, I do. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes, you do. And now, here's Lenya.
Thank you, Carmen. If you were running for office, I'd vote for you. Yes, you do. In your notebook on page one of the homework, there's a little section that says exalting the names of God. And there are four A's. That's kind of what we've been sharing with you, that names give aspiration, that they give an account, that they also have ancestry and access. And I'm going to cover the point about access. But I'll start with a little bit about my name. My name is Lenya, and I was named after my aunt, Lottie Lenya. Now, some of you who are older and much more sophisticated and have very good taste would remember that Lenya was in a Bobby Darin song. It's that song, when the shark bites with his teeth, dear. Do you know it? And he keeps them pearly white. Okay, well, so as he goes on, he goes, oh, Miss Lottie Lenya and Lucy Brown. Well, my Aunt Lenya was a singer and an actress. She was from vaudeville, and she came over from Austria during World War II. So that's where I get my name. Recently, I found out that my name is related to lion. And those of you who are good friends would say that's a pretty good match. And I had not known that until recently. So I kind of like knowing that. And I think that those of you who know my name is Lenya, that gives you a certain access to my life. It's beyond Mrs. Heitzig. It's beyond the pastor's wife. Lenya introduces you to me. But there are other names that I'm called as well. Like Nathan calls me Mom. Nobody else calls me Mom. That gives a more intimate access to me, doesn't it? And my husband gave me a nickname the first year we were married. It's Ladybug, and when he calls me Ladybug, that's really, really special. So names really do introduce you to a person or draw you closer, depending on how much you know of their names. Well, the ancients believed that names possessed special powers or offered privileged access to an individual. For instance, do you remember Moses when he was at the burning bush? And the bush is burning, and he is just really dumbfounded. He comes closer, and from the bush it says, take your shoes off, and he does. And he starts this conversation, but one of the main questions Moses asks the bush is, what is your name? Have we been introduced? And I think that's such an interesting question. And the reason it was an interesting question is because prior to that point, the children of Israel followed the one true God, but they didn't know his name. Wow. They followed God but didn't know his name. So if Moses was going to go back to the children of Israel and say, hey, God sent me, he thought they might say, what is his name? And so it provided access. He was Jehovah, Yahweh, the great I am. And that was one of the greatest names for Jehovah to have, because I am is almost a fill-in-the-blank name. He says, I am that I am, but I am gives you the idea. Are you lacking daily bread? Then he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Are you lacking peace? Then he's Jehovah Shalom, your peace. Are you lost or lonely? Then he's Jehovah Rohi, the shepherd. You see, as you get to know God's names and fill them in, it provides access, intimacy to his life. I would like to posture with you that perhaps you don't know God as well as you think you know God. Maybe you're in a situation or a circumstance in life that what you need to be saying is, what is your name? I think it would be wonderful if this semester he gave you access by providing a name and you clung to that name. His name is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. And so perhaps that's you, another patriarch, Jacob, was out in Penuel, and he slept for the night, and it says an angel wrestled with him all night long, and Jacob was strong. And eventually, the angel was getting tired, so he touched Jacob's hip so that it would, you know, wound him and give an advantage. And Jacob wouldn't let go because he wanted a blessing. And again, the question, Jacob said, what is your name? Are you wrestling with God? Are you having an encounter that is unusual? Is there something happening in your life? I pray that this semester he would become that name to you that touches the spot and answers the questions in your life and creates intimacy. My favorite name is Adonai, which is Lord of the universe. And I suppose I like it because it implies that I have his covering and his care on God's part, and that it makes me compliant and cautious on my part. I am thrilled to be under and not over. I like having a big God who solves big problems. It is wonderful to me to have a Lord. And now Penny Rose will share.
Okay, tables are weird, but I'll get used to it. I'm Penny Rose, and I help write the homework, and I'm also going to do the devos on the what we call DIY days, do-it-yourself days. Oh, thanks. That's nice. Well, I was named Penny, not Penelope, but Penny, because my parents thought I would have copper-colored hair, because my brother had red hair. So I was named after what they thought would be an attribute, but then I had blonde hair, so I didn't live up to it. Now, my name kind of brought me some anxiety when I was growing up a little bit, because when I was a little girl, we'd drive by this laundry called the Pinch Penny Laundry, and I had brothers. And my brothers, we didn't have seat belts in those days, and they would crawl over the seats and just pinch the tar out of me. And I'd be like, please don't drive by the Pinch Penny. It was horrible. I still don't drive on San Pedro to this day. Well, my maiden name was Pierce. I was very proud of that name. But when I got married, I got a beautiful last name, Rose. But Carrie still calls me, to this day, Miss P. When he writes me a card, he'll write Miss P with a little heart on it. And Lenya calls me Penny P. Don't know why, but that's what she does. I guess because I did my books with Penny Pierce Rose, and she'll go, hey, Miss P. Skip calls me Penny Lane, and he'll sing it to me, which is nice. The most famous person I could find with the name Penny is also named, curiously enough, Penny Rose. She, if you see her, she is on movie screens. She does costume design. She did the costumes for Mission Impossible and Pirates of the Caribbean. And so I had this girl follow me on Facebook, and I'm like, she's 14. Why is she following me? And then all of a sudden, she started saying, could I have Captain Jack's hat? You know, and it was like, she just kept begging me. And I'm like, look, I am not that Penny Rose. So sorry. But like Lenya, you know, I have other names. My dad called me Squirt. Like, Squirt? Okay, fine. My granddaddy called me Sweetheart. I just love that. My kids call me Mom, Mommy, if they still want something. And they're in their 20s, and they still call me Mommy. I have my favorite new name is Nana. I'm a grandmother. Oh. My little granddaughter Charlotte just, oh, you know, go on my Facebook, you'll see 80 million pictures of her. Now, my policy is to say yes to Charlotte unless I absolutely have to say no. So, like, no banging on that coffee table. And it just might hurt you, you know, if you break it. You'd cut yourself. Or don't eat that plant. No, no to the plant. Because it might poison you. It's like Adam and Eve. No eating of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. It's bad for you. You know, I'll give you fruit. I'll give you a cookie. It's fine, but don't eat the fruit. But what she does is, this is just so cute. She did it last night. She'll look at me and she'll go, no, no, Nana. No, no, Nana. And she knows she's being naughty, so she'll tell herself no by telling me no. No, no. And then when she gets really tired, she'll kind of do her little eyes, and she'll go, nine, nine, Nana. And I'm like, don't you just want to die? So we'll lay, you know, down for a nap, and then she bites it, but she's still like, no, 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 Nana, no, 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 no. It's just music to my ears. And I think, you know, I wonder if that's how God feels when we call him by his name. When I hear Charlotte say Nana, or if God hears us call him Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, call out to Jesus, it's like, does his heart just melt? I think so. I'm the crier, too. But that's what I hope, is that we become childlike in the way we approach God. You know, last night when Charlotte was coming to my house, why am I crying? I'm menopausal. That's all it is. You know, I don't know what my excuse was in my 20s and 30s when I cried for you all. Now I have a good one. But Ryan would say, well, she just squealed when she came to Nana's house and said, Nana. But for us, I hope we just get that childlike enthusiasm. It's like, Lord, we get to meet you and know who your name is. And, you know, and if we read something in the scripture that we know we shouldn't do, we could probably go, no, no. And he wants to say yes to us as much as he possibly can, unless there's a really good reason to say no. And even when we're tired and need a rest, he watches over us, because the God of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And that's a nice promise to know, that he's watching over you when you're tired. A lot of you know, and if you don't, now you will. Carrie and I have had a pretty difficult season. We've had health issues and, you know, just too long to list. But through it all, we've relied on God to walk with us and to watch over us. And that's why one of my favorite names of God is found in the book of John. It's one of my favorite names. I could talk about it forever. But the King James Version calls him the Comforter. It's one of the names of the Holy Spirit. In other versions, he's called the Helper or the Counselor. It's the Greek word paraclete. It means, para means with or beside. Clete means to be called. And the idea is one who is specifically called to come alongside you for comfort or consolation. I mean, what a great God. Before his crucifixion, Jesus promised his disciples that he wouldn't leave them alone, that he would send the Holy Spirit. John 14:16 says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. You will know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And when he talked about this comforter, it means he would give you another just like himself. He would give you Jesus in the form of the Spirit. He used two prepositions to describe this proximity, that he is with us. He's right beside us. He's always with us, but he's also in us, and he dwells in our hearts. And then at the end of this, I had never noticed this when I read this passage. He prayed to his Father, and he said, I have declared to them your name. He had declared to the disciples your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them. And I thought, how amazing. How do we come to love the Father? Through knowing his names. And I was like, I am blown away. I'm really praying that this semester, how you guys come to know his name, how I come to know his love more and more, is through knowing his name. Through the power of the Spirit, through knowing Christ more, through knowing God's name more, is that we know him. So I've told you my name. I've told you my favorite name of God, the Comforter, and I'm supposed to give you a little bit of information about the names in the Bible. I've heard how the names give an account of the situation of a person's birth, like Christy said. They describe the ancestry of a person. They give you access to God, like Moses had access at the burning bush. Well, in some instances, parents would name their children out of an aspiration, like Carmen said. They would name their children in the hope, prayer, or dream that they would display a certain attribute or personality trait. So Jezebel, for instance, her parents chose her name hoping she would exhibit the characteristics her name implied. In the original language, I thought this was interesting, her name means chaste, free from carnal connections. Well, if you look up her name in a dictionary today, you find it has come to mean a woman who is regarded as evil and scheming. Whoa, turn the name around. Jezebel, you'll remember, was married to King Ahab, and he's the one who instituted idol worship, Baal worship. The prophet Elijah defeated her priests on Mount Carmel, and he ran away when she threatened his life. And now people use her name as a slight. They're like, she's a Jezebel, stay away from her. You know, she didn't live up to her name. On the other hand, there's a woman who did live up to her name. The word grandmother, you know, I'm just into this, is used only once in the Bible. And it talks about Timothy's grandmother, Lois. And her name means agreeable or desirable. I love that. So that's my new role model. Paul wrote to her grandson, Timothy, to Timothy about his grandmother. He said, "I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois." You know, and that's the hope of mothers and grandmothers, and just of every woman, really, that we would be agreeable, that we would be desirable, that our faith would shine through and draw others to Christ. So we may name our kids with a hope or a dream that they'll live up to their names, but God isn't aspirational. He doesn't hope or wish or dream that he'll become something. He is who he is, just like he revealed himself to Moses, like Lenya talked about. He is the great I am. No one named God. You know, Adam named the animals, but no one named God. He reveals himself to us through Scripture. He's not in the process of becoming. He is. He is the great I am. He more than lives up to every one of his names. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is absolutely beyond our comprehension. I believe he is more than any name we could give him. We'll never fully understand him until we see him face to face, and yet he condescends to reveal himself to us through his names. It's miraculous that he would let us catch a glimpse, just like when he hid Moses in the cleft of the rock and let him see his afterglow and revealed himself to him. You know, he wants to make himself known to us, but more than that, he knows you. He made you. He created you. He knows you're here. He's glad you're here. He wants to reveal himself to you through his word. That's how he does it. That's his self-revelation of himself through Scripture. And so that's why I'm so glad you're here, because you're going to study his word. He's going to make himself known in very personal ways. I mean, he may reveal himself to me in a totally different way than he does to you. So as you study his word, as you look in your homework, I think he's going to blow you away, and I just can't wait to hear how he does that. So if you'd look with me for just a few minutes through your notebooks, I will walk you through how you can explore his word. Notebooks are pretty. Did you notice I dressed to match them? So pretty much everything you need to know about this Bible study is in this notebook. And if not, you can call Misty, Mary, or Jen. Here, you guys raise your hands so they know your names. Okay, we just want you to know that identical material is covered on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 and Tuesday evenings at 6:30, so you can come in the morning or evening, and you're more than welcome. And if you miss the homework, you can download it online. It's on the front page of your notebook. Go to sheabq.org. That's our website, sheabq.org. And you have a username, 2012 live. Do you have to put the dot, or is it just 2012 live? Just 2012 live. And your password is awesomely. If you have questions, call Mary. Don't ask me, call Mary. And if you have questions about any errors in the homework, call Lenya. Okay, we have coffee and tea service available at 9 or 6 in the evening. We start at 9:30. You're not allowed to bring food or drinks into any classrooms. We will get in trouble. No, no. You're welcome to come in the morning or evening. Just read through this, you guys. You can read. If you can't read, then really, you're going to have to go to another class. Okay, your homework's in the homework section. Just read the homework at home. It will, in the intro, it will help you. It will tell you all about it. The main thing you need to know is that we don't grade your homework. I know some of you want a grade, and that's how you get your, you know, affirmation. But if you get to a question that you can't answer, chances are the next question answers it. So if you're stuck, just go to the next question and go, oh, that's what they meant. Or the sidebars, these learnabouts, will really give you more insight. So that's really the most key things about this homework, as far as I know. And I helped write it. So small groups. You meet with a small group, and I think you've been assigned, or you can go check them out. And look, you have beautiful pictures of your moderators, so you can, you know, figure out if you like them by their beautiful faces. And then this is about your teachers. You can read about that. You can read about the outreaches, and this is where you can keep your homework notes. Really, this is so easy. You guys can figure it out at home. So other than that, I think I'm done. I think my work is done. So now you can meet your moderator overseer, my dear friend, Judy Sutton.
Good morning. Like Penny said, my name is Judy Sutton, and I'm the moderator overseer. If you have any questions about small group, don't hesitate to hunt me down, and I will do my best to answer them. So to keep with the script, I'm supposed to give you a little bit of the reason why I was named Judy. And there was a lot of controversy in our household, but I was named Judy after Judy Garland, the actress. But to put the script aside just for 1 second, I'm sorry, Lenya. Two names that are a lot more important to me are my two moderator coordinators, and that is Megan England and Kara. And when I think of them, I think of friend, confidant, and most importantly, women that really follow close after the Lord. Back on the script. So, the name of God that I most relate to, I have two teenagers, and you guys that have teenagers, you know, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. So even though they're really good kids. Anyway, so I'm going to the moderators are all now going to come out one by one. They're going to introduce themselves, give you their room number. Please listen closely. Some of the rooms may have changed a little bit, so listen closely to the room number that they give you. If you do not have a moderator yet, you'll have plenty of opportunity to sign up for one. If you do have a moderator, but you don't know how to get to their room or where their room is, there are going to be a lot of people out there to help direct you. And I'm one of those, so you can, of course, hunt me down, too. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies. My name is Audrey Martinez, and I will be in the family room. Let's see. I go by the name Audrey, but my given name is hyphenated Audrey-Ann. And my dad is an avid reader, and so he found my name in a book that he was reading. The character was not very righteous, but hopefully God has redeemed that. And like Christy, I rely on many names of God, but I'm a big, avid gardener, and so I just praise Elohim, our creator, every morning during quiet time. But right now, during this season, I am relying on Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd, and like Judy, I have 5 kids, and 3 of them are teenagers, and so I pray a lot for them. And I can't be with them all the time, but I know that Jesus can. And so I pray a lot for his protection over them. I pray that he walks with them and that he guides them, since I can't be with them all the time. Thanks, ladies. Oh, family room, yes. Have a great semester.
Hi, Hi, ladies. My name is Amber, and I am in the family room this year also with Audra. We're going to be sharing it. My given name is Amber Kelly Ashcraft. My married name is Ashcraft. And my parents were pregnant with me, and they went to go visit my grandparents in Colorado. And there was a little girl in my grandfather's congregation that had the name Amber, and my mother fell in love with the name, thinking that it was one of the most unique names she had ever heard. And so she named me it, not knowing that everyone else would also fall in love with the name and give their daughters the name also. So that's how I got my name. And my name for the Lord is Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is my banner. And the reason I love this is because I always come back to his banner over me is love. And so the Lord just loves us so much. And so that's why Jehovah Nisi is my name. And I will be in the family room. So have a great semester.
Hi, everyone. My name's Angelique Van Vrieswijk Foster. And my parents named me Angelique. And my family calls me Anshel, which means angel or messenger of God. And I kind of have a similar story with Carmen. When I was a young girl, I immigrated from the Netherlands, from Holland. And I remember coming over on the plane, and the people that sponsored us, I got out of the plane, and they said, "What's your name, little girl?" And I proudly said, "Angelique van Vrieswijk Foster." Well, not Foster yet, but Van Vrieswijk. And they said, "Well, we're going to call you Angela." So now I just kind of settle, you know, if you want to call me Angie or Angela, I go with whatever's easier for you. And the name of God I most relate to is El Ra'i, and my God who sees all my trials and afflictions. When life becomes too painful to bear, I know that my strength is found in my Lord, and he gives me hope for tomorrow. He knows everything about me, and he calls me by my name. And our group's going to meet in the prayer room, which is not the prayer chapel, but the prayer room in the front of the sanctuary. So you go all the way to the left side through those double doors. We're going to be in there.
Hello. My name is Fidela Lucia. It was Chavez. Now I'm Far. I was named after two aunts. My first name, Fidela, means faithful. I try hard to live up to that name. The name that I most relate to of God is Jehovah Rapha, because I have experienced his healing touch many times in many ways throughout my life. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be in Plex West.
Hi, my name is Jerry Garcia, and my given name was Geraldine Susan. I had a little anxiety growing up. I went to a Catholic school, and there was never a St. Geraldine, so that was not a good thing. My dad named me. My mother said if he hadn't named me, my name would have been Molly B. So I don't know. Anyway, and then also Flip Wilson's character, Geraldine, the devil made me do it, was never a good thing for me. Anyway, the name of God that I most enjoy praying to is Jehovah Jireh, because in some long trials that we've had in our family, I have seen him provide everything that we need every day. And my group is meeting in H2 just through those double doors. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Georgia Hook. And hi. I was given the name Georgia because my dad thought it was a pretty name, and my mom agreed. I always wondered if it was a girlfriend, but that was never said. I was given the name Hook because a really cute guy named Gary Hook asked me out when I was 15. And when I married him, he let me have his name. So I meet in room H3, which is right over here, and Jehovah Rophe is the name that I chose this time because he has been a healer to me. That's all. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Helen Dexel, and I'm my mother's namesake. And Helen means light, and I hope that in life I can be Christ's life to others. I chose Jehovah Rapha because I was diagnosed with a deadly cancer 6 years ago, and it was spreading. And the doctors called it a ghost cancer because they couldn't see it, and we couldn't tell how bad it was. But I called it a Holy Ghost cancer because I know that my God heals. And he heals mentally, emotionally, physically. He heals relationships. He heals lives. He heals marriages. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. I'm in room M20, and I think I told some of you H20, which doesn't exist. Sorry.
Hi, my name is Helma Merton. I'm from Germany. And despite my sister telling me I was named after one of my grandmother's cows, I was named. I was named after my dad's sister. And I chose Elohi Tsuri. I can't even pronounce him. It's my God and my rock. He is the only sufficient foundation, my unshakable rock of safety. And I chose this name because our son is deployed, third time Afghanistan, and he's going back. Well, he's not even back yet, but he's already been told he's going again in 2014. I am in Sanctuary in the center on the west.
Good morning, ladies. I'm Jamie Carrillo, and my given name is Jamie Blake, actually my first name. And Jamie is actually for the French word j'aime, which means I love. And Blake after Robert Blake from Beretta, those of you who may remember that, my mom was a fan. And the name that I most relate to is Jehovah Jireh. And I can just say that particularly the last 5 years, I've seen his hand move so mightily, his provision, such a testimony. And I'm located in the sanctuary on the southeast, under the balcony, east side.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Senna. My name, there's not really a special story. It was just a really popular name at the time, and my parents jumped on the bandwagon, I guess. The name of God that I relate most to, or that's my favorite right now, is Jehovah Shema, and it means the Lord is there, and it speaks of his presence and coming and indwelling us and living inside of us. So my room is going to be in the nursing mom's room, so... Thank you.
Good morning. I was born Carla Vanessa Galvez Hernandez. And I was called Carlita all my years growing up. I was named after my father. His name is Carlos. I picked this name because I like thinking of how God has been with me all these years. Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros. Nowadays, I'm just known by Carla Metz, and I'm going to be in room H5, upstairs. Thank you.
Hello, ladies. I came prepared, but my name is Sandra Christine Early Schweitzer. Sandra is a feminine derivative of Alexander, which means helper of mankind in the Greek. So I think that fits. And my middle name is Christine. My mom's name was Mary Christine. She was born on Christmas Eve. She hated it, but her parents thought it was cute. So I was named after her. I also have a daughter named Christine, and my last name was Early growing up. It's a curse, I'm telling you. Johnny come lately and all of that.
and now I still blame it for when I'm late to church and Bible study. But my dad used to call me Sandy Ball, and my siblings were all jealous, I don't know why, with a name like that, a nickname like that. And my small group is in the Sanctuary, Center East, and the name that I picked was Elroy, which means the God who sees me. And Hagar also named a well, Bir Lahairoi, well of the one who lives and sees me. And she named him that because she said, have I also here seen the back of him who sees me? So she had an encounter. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sherry Pettis. I was born Sherry Nika Nora Baca. Nika Nora came from my great-grandmother. It was my father's mother's name. When I was young, I totally hated the name because I was embarrassed. He always called me Nika, so that was a cute little nickname that I went by. My group meets in the northeast corner of the sanctuary, and the name I most relate to the Lord is Jehovah Shalom. I am a mother, so he gets me through so much. He gives me peace when I need it, and today.
Hi, I'm Susan Castell, and my name, Susan, was just a name my mom liked. My middle name is Patricia, which was a name my dad liked, so they compromised. I chose the name Elroy because he is the God who sees each of us, and we've had, this summer has been just a big transition for us. My husband had a big job decision to make, and I was told I was losing my job. And a friend from Las Cruces that we haven't seen in a couple years and only send Christmas cards to sent a card and said, I'm praying for you. I've been thinking about you. Had no idea what was going on in our life. So God sees. I went to the Sheep Rests On conference, and the first night, the things that they talked about were just things that spoke to my heart. God sees. He knows what I needed to hear. And then I have a new job now. I'm babysitting a baby. And I was like, I'm old. And most people with babies are young. And so I was like, you know, God, I don't know if I'll have any friends because I'm so much older than most of the people that are taking care of little babies. And a friend of mine that, you know, we see each other a few times a year, she happened to call me the first morning I was babysitting and was like, hey, do you want to get together? I was thinking we could walk, and I've been trying to walk every day. And so we've been walking several mornings a week with the little baby in his stroller. So it's, you know, God is the God who sees each of us and knows what we need. My group meets in H1.
Good morning. My name is Susan Cedillo. Lily of the Valley is commonly used to describe what my name means, and it reminds me of the beauty and the gentleness of God in my own name. So I'm so thankful my parents chose that name for me. I know it wasn't a name that I cared for growing up. It was just so uncommon. So the name of God I chose was Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is my banner. There is a song by a band called Luminate that says, raise the banner on high. And the reason why I chose this is because it's just so comforting to know that the covering of God is always over us. So let's raise our banners. My small group meets in the southwest corner of the sanctuary. Thank you.
One thing good about being alphabetically last is they tell you, cut it short. my given name is Therese Ann, not Teresa, not Teresa, Therese Ann, and I've never met another person with this name. My mother saw a movie when she was carrying me, and she named me after that movie star. And I was always embarrassed by it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to move on. I chose. The name of God I chose is Me'on Me'Sada, because it means my dwelling place, my strong tower. and I run to him every morning, dwell with him and spend time with him. And that's how I grow and grow and grow in him, and I run to him for protection and love for everything. So we're going to have a great semester, and God bless you. Oh, I am in the Sanctuary Northwest Corner.